Did you know more people end up going to the emergency room during the holidays than any other time of year? And some of those people have cooking accidents, they might end up with food poisoning, but there's also what doctors call a silent killer lurking among us, and it's affecting more and more young people. Now, it's Thanksgiving, which is super exciting. It's all about eating, which I love to do. But I think it's easy to forget during Thanksgiving that when we're indulging on all of these salty and fatty foods, they could trigger an underlying health condition and lead to serious health problems. Something like hypertension, also known as high blood pressure, which is one of the leading causes of heart attack and stroke. Now, look, Thanksgiving is probably hypertension's favorite holiday, but this disease is thriving with or without the turkey and the mashed potatoes and the mac and cheese. There was a recent study in The Lancet that found that worldwide among kids under the age of 19, rates of hypertension have doubled since the year 2000. Here in the United States, according to the most recent estimates, nearly half of people have hypertension, and many of them don't know it, especially younger people. So, in the short term, here at Thanksgiving, there are some things that you can do to try to protect yourself. You could use reduced or low sodium ingredients. You could just try not to overindulge on those salty and fatty dishes. If you're a drinker, maybe have one fewer drink than you were planning to have, because alcohol does temporarily raise your blood pressure. Over the longer term, there's a lot that you can do to try to address hypertension. The most important thing is to get an annual physical so that you can know what's normal for you. But no matter what, there's two tried and true techniques that you can go back to: eating a heart-healthy diet and getting regular aerobic exercise. You can do something about it, and it can start this Thanksgiving.